From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Oil prices rise in the wake of a decision by OPEC. Oil prices are up again this day, building on momentum from an agreement by OPEC to cut production for the first time since 2008. This decision sent oil prices up by about 10% Wednesday and gave an overall boost in energy stocks. Thursday's gains were more modest, with prices rising to about $50 per barrel. Mohamed Bensalah Al-Saleh is OPEC's president.
The agreement that OPEC reduces approximately 1.2 million barrel a day to bring its ceiling to 32.5 million barrel per day, effective 1st of January 2017.
Before Wednesday's meeting in Vienna, Saudi Arabia's energy minister said OPEC would ask non-members to also cut production. Iran's oil minister said OPEC will do just that. Russian officials have called on Russia to do the same. OPEC says it would like to see global oil prices between $55 and $60 a barrel. Former American astronaut Buzz Aldrin, one of the first men to walk on the moon, has been evacuated by plane from the South Pole for medical reasons, according to officials. The 86-year-old Aldrin was visiting the South Pole as part of a private tourist group when his health deteriorated. The International Association of Antarctica Tour Operators said on its website, said he was taken as a precaution on the first available flight to McMurdo Station. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is embarking on what he's calling a thank you tour Thursday with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, hours after he appears in Indiana to tout an agreement with air conditioner maker Carrier to keep about 1,000 jobs there. Ohio was one of the key swing states that helped deliver Trump an election victory over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump has not detailed where else his tour will go, but several other stops are expected in the coming weeks. In Indiana, he and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are due to visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give a more formal announcement of the deal to keep jobs in the Midwestern state instead of moving them to Mexico. North Korea's foreign ministry says it rejects the latest UN Security Council resolution imposing fresh sanctions against the country for its September nuclear test, saying it denied its sovereignty and right to survival. The North's foreign ministry said in a statement that the country will be taking stronger self-defense measures in response to the resolution, that according to the country's KCNA state news agency. Soccer fans in Brazil and Colombia held tributes Wednesday night in honor of those killed earlier this week when a plane carrying a Brazilian team crashed near Medellin, Colombia, killing 71 people. In Medellin, 40,000 filled the stands where the city's Atlético Nacional club had been scheduled to play against the Brazilian team. Many of them wore white and carried flowers for the tribute that included reading the names of the victims and observing a minute of silence. The Brazilian Foreign Minister José Serra addressed the crowd, noting the two teams' common white and green colors as a sign of unity. In Brazil, people gathered at the same time in their stadium for a vigil of their own. Earlier Wednesday, cockpit audio recordings obtained by Colombian media outlets revealed the pilot of the plane repeatedly asked for permission to land because the aircraft was out of fuel and had total electrical failure. A surviving flight attendant and an Avianca pilot who was flying nearby and listening to his radio described the pilot's desperate pleas. The audio obtained Wednesday confirmed both of those accounts. Authorities are still not ruling out other possibilities, but experts said the plane was operating at its maximum range and that the lack of an explosion on impact indicated a rare case of the jet running out of fuel. The head of the European Union military task force in the Mediterranean Sea says Libya's coastal cities are generating up to 325 million euros in revenue every year from smuggling people. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.